Fox News and the forecast coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System Studios, WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is your local news first.
High winds continue to buffet central Virginia in the remnants of Hurricane Ian. Dominion Energy reports 808 families and businesses still without power. Restorations could be as early as 9 a.m., could be as late as mid-afternoon. 324 in the largest single cluster along Greenwood Road in western Albemarle. Appalachian Power, 1,231 customers, 1,102 outages just in Covesville alone. Central Virginia Electric Cooperative reporting 2,277 outages, 781 in Albemarle County, 739 in Fluvanna County, and 702 in Nelson County. Rappahannock Electric, 791 outages, 600 in Madison, 157 in Greene, 34 in Albemarle County. Again, restorations could be as late as mid-afternoon as the winds continue to snap trees and bring down power lines as Ian visits Central Virginia in this Storm Watch update on WCHV. AAA Mid-Atlantic reminds you, as do the state police and local authorities, if you see standing water on the road, don't assume that you can make it through it. Too many of the deaths reported in high rain events come from flooding in rapid water and cars being washed away. AAA Mid-Atlantic's Morgan Dean also reminds us.
Important to be on top of those forecasts and understand what's being called for, not just where you're starting out your trip, but the ultimate destination, as well as along your route. If you have some concerns that, those are kind of conditions that you do not want to be in, really some time to start making some alternate plans.
The University of Virginia Health System held their weekly briefing in which they discussed the flu season coming up.
Right now, very few of us have encountered influenza naturally over the past 2 years. And so kind of that natural level of protection is at probably an all-time low. Certainly, the flu vaccine is a significant help to protection, but uptake of flu vaccine has never been particularly spectacular. And I think it remains to be seen how good uptake will be this year. So you have kind of the situation where a population may be more vulnerable to influenza than in ordinary years.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. Rain heavy at times today with a few rumbles of thunder. High temperatures this afternoon only in the lower 60s. More rain overnight tonight with low temperatures in the middle 50s. Off and on rain heavy at times through Sunday. Highs around 60. Monday, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers. Highs again near 60 degrees. I'm CBS 19 Chief Meteorologist Travis Koshko for Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.